Hey, you know, I'm on the side of results, and if competition can help to garner results, I'm all for it.
Anytime I see
it should
that
be incentives, like prizes for the winners each week,
prizes.
Like the prize box from the
Here is the psychoanalyst giving prizes out to his students for good reliability.
What's wrong with this picture?
Maybe food. Is food a good incentive?
It was for
incentivizer?
Our class. We like the food.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
I know that had to disappear, but.
Yeah, Bob didn't like that too well.
No.
Ironically, though, guess what? I'm seeing all these baked goods in the kitchen, and I ask students where they're from, and they, oh, Bob's wife made them for us.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We do get cookies. She makes her famous cookies. And Eva brings food to the meetings that she has with other classes.
Yeah.
I mean, I think food, when we I think it happens less now, but I remember when we started the program, we had, like, pizza for everything. Every time we had any sort of meeting or concentration meeting, we were enticed with pizza.
Yeah.
Like, the DD concentration was always like, come and have pizza. And
yep.
We're like, ooh, I think I'll be DD concentration now. They have pizza. Oh, wait, the Spimmy has sandwiches this week. And this doesn't really happen anymore, I don't think. I think the kibosh was
put
on
it.
But it was happening all the time. It wasn't just you. And it was sort of, as I just remember being a first year and being like, pizza again? We've had pizza a lot, I don't know, maybe there's a budget for it then. There's certainly not now, but...
That's right, we just got a new message that our... You got that message too?
Yeah, well, from CW Post to the whole community?
No, this is from Eva, that our budget, our program budget's just been cut 10%.
Wow. The provost of the university just sent out, like, a mass email about just sort of reassuring that, students first, and hopefully. No
students first, faculty second.
Right.
What a coincidence. I just
students pay the money, faculty make the money. So.
Yeah. I just made a $50,000 donation to the SID department.
Right. Well, I don't know where these two people are, but because you guys had the lower reliability, we're going to be talking about yours anyway, so
right.
We might as well get to it. I want to see a lot of fighting. Now, is it possible that you guys gave me the wrong distribution? Is that possible?
Well, let me quickly look. I really think I sent the right one. Let's see.
Seems to be happening ever since we got this new trick. Or not.
That's
like,
right.
The video was the problem last time.
Yeah.
After
it was.
No, mine's correct. It was a difficult session, though. I mean, I'm not surprised this happened because it was a session in which they played chess for most of the time. And, Lene did try to make it, more of a session. She took on a character with the chess pieces, but it was...
I told her to do that.
...a different... And she did. She's now... Now I'm seeing her taking on the characters, which I know you bugged me about all year, too, and I eventually kind of... got the hang of it, but it's scary to start at first, but I can see her like getting more comfortable taking on a character like I felt like I did too.
Well, see, this is a later session too.
Yeah. It seems like, and I think maybe it was the session right after, or maybe two sessions after the one we had before, because they were talking about some of the things that had happened before. Maybe it was like 2 weeks later or something. But so it was a little bit different of a session.
But we had 19.
Right. And that's later than most of the sessions that we've been doing.
Well, I thought you were saying because they had the last one, or they had 32.
Wow.
So
no. I meant that compared to the sessions you've been coding, this is a later session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was just saying, like, I can see Lene getting more comfortable,
right,
and getting more psychodynamic, and, like, definitely, like, the emotional conflicts card I was happy to put sort of in the negative pile this week. I felt like she did a really good job of like staying neutral, and Cheyenne I felt like was bugging her and testing, and she like,
Yeah, I had neutral too. I thought she was
And
I thought Cheyenne was pleasantly, there wasn't much tension between them this week.
Yeah, but I'm already looking at card one that we had a big difference where we about negative feelings. I don't know. I thought Cheyenne still had them.
Child expresses negative feelings, for example, criticism, hostility toward therapist. Laura in 8,
yeah.
Dustin in 2.
Yeah, I saw aggression, but it wasn't overt. So, like, I'm not, like, super surprised that we differed, but, like, I mean, there was what I would call aggression. Like, if Lene lost the game, she was going to have to kiss the floor. Mm-hmm. And so that's sort of like a demeaning of her also.
It's pretty demeaning.
How competitive she was. And then Lene took on a character of one of the chess pieces, and Cheyenne said she was going to get crushed in the garbage, and, well, what'll happen? Oh, she'll die. You know, just that she seemed to be just taking a lot of pleasure in the aggression, too. It was definitely, like, I would say, identification.
I would call that feelings of scorn, antagonism.
But it wasn't so overt. It wasn't like, Lene, I hate you. It wasn't like in other sessions where she, like, ignores her or turns on her, but it was like, she said at one point, like, your name is Dopey. Like, I just thought she was sort of
I think that's an 8.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you want a chance to speak? I think I kind of bulldozed. I'm trying to stop that.
You convinced me already.
Dustin, I haven't even opened his mouth. You might say something completely opposite and change your mind.
Well, I knew those things, but I just didn't really think it was like, you know, throughout the whole session. I thought it just happened a couple times when I thought about it. And that's, I agree. I think I put it too low. I think 2 is too low, probably. I still feel like 8's a little strong, because the other sessions were like an 8, and they were much more negative. Like, the other sessions, she was like, I said don't talk to me. Like,
now remember, we're not coding compared to other sessions.
Yeah.
We're coding this item compared to other items in this session. So you can't really compare with other sessions.
Yep.
But what did happen is I had to bump everything up, a lot of cards up, because I had a lot of cards in the negative pile, because mm-hmm. not a whole lot happened because they were playing a more structured game. I think that might have been one of the top items that I probably at first had in 7 and thought about and had to bump up. So mm-hmm. I could go for 7 with that. That's if I had to, like, pick, you know, without knowing that I had to pick so many and so many.
Yeah, yeah,
things
definitely too low. I agree about that. I don't think I was, for some reason, like, picking up so much on her being hostile, but yeah, I mean, those things are really, it's really hard to ignore that she has some underlying hostility in those comments. She doesn't, her overall,
I mean, the Dopey, like, comment was just so blatant.
Did you watch this one?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, she said at some point, your name is Dopey.
Like, her overall,
the character she took on.
She seems pretty lighthearted the whole time, and that's kind of what I felt, like, it was the general feeling I got from her. So I think when I was looking at this card, I was like, no, there wasn't much negative feeling, but those comments were definitely there.
I definitely think there weren't really positive feelings, so if anything, it should be neutral, but I think that there were those few aggressive times. I mean, it really leaks out, even if she's not overtly aggressive. I mean, she's got aggression. And then, I love this, Jeff, you'll love this, that, you know, when they put the pieces away, Lene says, so what's going to happen to all the pieces? You know, we're ending the session, but, you know, what's going to happen to them? And she said, the winning team is going to eat the losing team, and because they're, and why, you know, because they're the losers, and they should be eaten. So it's oral aggression.
Yeah.
That was really cool. It was interesting. Even with a game of chess, there's, like, so much to interpret.
Very Kleinian.
I'm exercising the Kleinian muscles.
So, what's our final determination on this? We agree on 7?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. So the next one is 26. Child is socially misattuned or inappropriate. We have Laura in 7 and Dustin in 3.
Sorry.
Oh, what happened?
We had a meeting. They're in a little bit late.
Oh.
I like
it. Was it clinic meeting?
Yeah, no, we had, like, supervision. Ran a little bit late because we started late.
Oh, okay.
Some of the groups have, like,
with the holidays, things are like,
okay,
times are going around.
Well, because you guys did so well.
Yeah, we have nothing to talk about.
These two are in the hot
seat. I love how 0.70 is now that our standard is like amazing, you know?
We got a C, so we good.
I know. I mean, last week, at least you guys picked them up. But you guys didn't really pick them up.
Yeah, we'll make up for
a C-. We got a C minus. We almost passed.
If you got a C minus, then what are we?
Okay, we got a B minus.
No, I like to think of you guys as Bs, because that means we're maybe like a B minus, C plus or something. We failed a class. Anything less than B minus is unacceptable. I don't know why I put this in 7. I don't think she was that awkward. I think maybe it was one of them that I had to bump up. Maybe, I don't know. But I don't think she was attentive or vigilant, either.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I can find proof. Oh, that's why I thought she was inappropriate, because she was playing the game, like, inappropriately. So that she was,
what
like,
happened?
She was making up her own rules, and at one point, like, she knew they were... that she was kind of cheating, but then she also said, oh, my mom taught me to play this way, you know, like, she was kind of lying, but, like, she wanted to win the game, but,
right.
Like, but she had, and sort of, I think maybe I was sort of confounding the aggression, too, because I was thinking of her as sort of, like, inappropriately insensitive, that she, like, wasn't, that she just, like, bulldozed over Lene and, like, you know, didn't care about the rules of the game and was just sort of, you know, identifying with the aggressor the whole time, but I think maybe that's not really this card. She wasn't like,
I just thought,
disattuned like a kid off like a TV kid or something.
Yeah, I just thought that she was pretty, like, she didn't, when she had to go to the bathroom, she didn't just run out of the room. She was like, I have to go to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, and then she left, and you know, she played the game. Well, I mean, at least she sat in her seat and, like, played it, like, she wasn't, like, rolling on the floor.
She was kind of flopping all over the place. So one time she was, like, lying on the... She reminds me of me as a kid. I was a pretty hyperactive kid, and I would, like, you know, she was sort of, like, lounging on the table at one point, kicked off her shoes, and just sort of, I don't know. I did see her kind of, like, hyperactive, but that's not really that far either. But I see what you mean, like, she asked to go to the bathroom, like Stefan, for example, would have just, like, ran out the room, like,
yeah,
you don't know
like
what
she,
he's thinking.
I felt like she was, like, trying to, you know, be kind of good through this session, but, you know, I guess that's comparing to other sessions, but I thought she was fairly appropriate, you know, considering how she could have been when it came to social cues and appropriateness of behavior. Like the things she was doing, I didn't feel like they were socially inappropriate or socially distancing. I thought maybe they were aggressive or hostile, but I didn't think that was socially distancing. The social situations, people act aggressive during games and try to intimidate their partners and stuff. I just didn't see that.
Yeah, when I think of social misattunement, I'm thinking more Asperger's-like.
Yeah,
like,
you're thinking
Stefan
more like ADD, kind of like not making eye contact. Like, she was engaged in the game. I mean, she could, like, keep attention, and she was playing a game, but she was sort of, like, jumping over her, and, you know, like, it was kind of rude, but it wasn't, like, socially misattuned.
Right.
It was more, like, socially aggressive, which
right.
I guess is something different.
Different.
So that doesn't
I could
count.
Come down to, like, 5. Like, I just,
huh?
I didn't see her as really attentive or vigilant, so I see it
mm-hmm.
more as neutral than maybe.
Okay. I could go
up. You went up a little and I
yeah.
came down.
Like, I always usually thought that socially misattuned was also, like, for example, in our session, she was, like, putting her feet up here all the time, spinning around in the chair. She was, like, being a rude kid, you know, putting her feet on the table a lot. It was very, like, you know, challenging in that sense. And I rated that high because I thought that was social media too, and it's not. That doesn't count.
That's more hostility, I think.
I think of social misattunement socially when they just don't know how to act. Like, if they come in the room and start, like, walking with their, walking facing the wall or something, just totally...
Yeah, you see, I think when Cheyenne does that, she knows that she's doing something provocative mm-hmm. and inappropriate.
Yeah, she does.
She's aware. It's not social misattunement.
Yeah. Like, it's the difference between, like, acting out and acting
like
straight.
Like, it's challenging
kind of
the limits, or what's it called, like, is the
testing
the limits.
And also kind of the part that kind of pulls for hyperactivity. Like, I see that as kind of hyperactive if you're, like, lounging on the chair and then your feet are up and then you run over there and, like, I kind of see that as, like, kind of, like, you know, just a little bit.
But it's not, like, socially awkward.
That's interesting.
She's, like, calm about it. She doesn't seem like...
She's deliberate.
She's not, like, confused about how to act.
No.
Yeah, there's an intentionality.
Yeah, definitely. No, I agree. Like, that's really interesting, this clarifying the difference between the two items. I always like thought like all these two kind of overlap, and I never thought about bringing it up, so it's good.
Okay. So maybe we're looking more for like awkward. I think Stefan for that card. Yeah, I would.
Okay. He definitely applies.
Yeah.
And we go to 42. Child ignores or rejects therapist's comments and observations.
Which one am I? I think I'm the low one.
You are 3.
Yeah.
Dustin is 7.
I think I might have let my knowing about all the other sessions leak into this one, because I was thinking, I tried not to rate it too low, but I was thinking in my mind, like, wow, she's not rejecting Linnea's comments as much as usual, but then I tried, like, because I wanted to put it, like, in 1 or 2, and then I was like, okay, I'm not going to think about other sessions, but I did think she generally, like, answers her questions, and if Linnea said something or asked something or took on a character, especially when Linnea took on a character, like, Cheyenne went right into it, whereas I remember sometimes, like, you take on a character in play and the child looks at you like you're crazy, but Cheyenne, like, went for it, you know, so, I don't know.
I think I was thinking about when she was, Linnea was like, I think we should talk about the remember when you first came in here and you talked about the dreams, and she was like, what did I say about those questions or something? And then it was like,
only
well,
one
thinking,
question.
Maybe we can talk about that sometime. And she was like,
and then she goes to the board and writes one question, which is what they had discussed
yeah,
in the
yeah.
previous session. Is Linnea is only allowed one question per session
yeah. well,
from that point on. And
well, that would be a rejection.
Her. That's true. That was one rejection.
Yeah, that's what I thought of.
And I remember that.
Yeah,
I just thought more often. But maybe I should come down a little, because that was a pretty big rejection.
And just, I mean, I guess I was also thinking throughout the game, I guess it wasn't really rejection, but just the way she, what we were just talking about, the way she was playing the game, kind of antagonistically.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I could go up a little bit.
Yeah, I might come down a little, because that was one big rejection when she wrote on the board one question. And,
mm-hmm.
But I thought for the most part she was pretty, like, responsive, across, like, you know, it, except for that exception. What is it all on there?
Yeah, she definitely didn't reject and ignore everything, so I could definitely...
But also, Linnea wasn't asking as many questions. Linnea was being a little bit... more backed off than
she'd been
so
punished enough.
That's why
right.
I was
so I think if she was kind of going with the game and having fun with it a little bit more, so I think Cheyenne, you know, maybe was able to not
yeah. like
push
what,
back as hard either.
That's why I thought it was tough to code, because for like the majority of the session I was waiting to write down important stuff and like not writing anything down, because
yeah,
I just felt like they were playing. Like, I just didn't feel like there was a lot of dialogue that was very noteworthy, really.
Yeah, there weren't, like, interpretations, or there wasn't, like, as much sort of focus on the transference as there's been. But there, I mean, there was stuff, but yeah, I only put 1 page of notes as opposed
mm-hmm.
to 2, which I usually have, like, 2 pages of notes. So. There was less to code. I ended up with a lot in the negative pile and had to move everything up, whereas usually it's the other way around. I was telling Dustin earlier today, usually I had too much at the top and move everything
right.
down. So this was more of a session of the absence of stuff happening. And Cheyenne, too, was calmer. There was less to say about
mm-hmm.
some super rejecting or super, you know, hyperactive or...
So where are we going to put this?
Oh, I'll put it down a little bit, or up a little bit.
Five?
Yeah, I could go for five, because, not because I think it's neutral, but because I think it's kind of both.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 46.
Oh. That was deliberate.
Therapist interprets the meaning of child's play.
She never made an interpretation, and that could be neutral, but I did see stuff to interpret. Of course, I'm like Monday morning quarterbacking. I have the luxury of watching the whole scene in front of me, but
yeah.
I would have maybe said something about the aggression or said something about, you know, the identification with the aggressor that was sort of just happening the whole time, and she never said anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought she did it a little bit, but I think I was thinking, like, that happened a little bit, and I put it in six.
Like, I can see how this could also be neutral, because it really just wasn't really like happening or the focus of the session at all, but I remember thinking it was notable that she didn't say anything, and I didn't know whether she was holding herself back or whether she didn't really see it at the time being in the session. She didn't see the aggression as much.
Oh, I think
you're not grading what she didn't see at the time. You're rating what actually happened. What happened was, here's a very aggressive girl who is expressing her aggression in play, and you have a therapist not commenting on it.
Right. So I would say that there's something important there that was avoided being interpreting or, you know, for whatever reason, avoided intentionally or not intentionally. I thought it was avoided.
So, I mean, two would be a perfect rating for this item based on what you're saying. I can't see
a
six.
Perception. Well, yeah.
Maybe like a three or something.
I thought that she was interpreting when she was talking about the color of the pieces, but I guess that is more of
what did she say?
She says, I want to be white, and then doesn't she ask her why does she choose white or something?
She chose black. I remember it was interesting. She chose black and chose white for Lynette.
I thought Lene chose white, no? I mean, I thought Cheyenne chose white first. Like, I thought she said, what color do you want to be? And she was like, white, right away. And she was like, do you think that's funny that you chose white? I thought that was what happened.
I remember her asking a question, though, about it. I thought I remembered it the other way, that Cheyenne chose black and then and gave the white pieces for Lene, but...
Is that an interpretation? Though?
But it was more of a question. Like, an interpretation would be like, maybe you chose the, you know, black pieces because you yourself are black or something like that. I mean, I don't know what an interpretation would be.
Because you'd like to portray this chess match as a competition between you and me.
Right. So maybe because these pieces look more like you and these pieces look more like me. Or something.
You're
like
symbolizing
like
our relationship.
Question, which means that hypothesis was in her head. Like, I think Lene was interpreting in her head, but didn't do it out loud.
Okay. Yeah, I surrender on this one.
I mean, the girl is cueing Lene to the fact that this game that we're about to play together is about you and me. She's cueing that through the choice, the selection of the color of the chess pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And Lene doesn't address that at all.
Right.
So.
But she asked the question, which means, I see your point. She was thinking about it, but she didn't make an answer.
Right.
I gotta remember that this really means, like,
you
gotta
say it out loud.
Really interpreting.
Yep.
Interpreting.
Some real interpreting going on there.
Interpreting, like, not
therapizing.
Just, not just inferring.
Right.
Or making allusions. It's just flat out.
This play equals
this.
This symbolizes this.
She didn't talk about the whiteness of you this session, Beth, but. Yeah, I thought the racial elements were in there still, but they've been in there for a lot of sessions now.
What did you say in our session? You are, she was so rude.
But she said she doesn't like white people.
No, but she said something about Jeff, like, and she called him your...
your lawyer. Your attorney.
Like, you're, but she said something, not an asshole, but something like that. Like, your attorney something, some law term.
Right.
In our session, Cheyenne said, we're getting a new, this was 2 years ago, we're getting a new president, he's a black man, his name is Barack. And I was like, good,
oh
Cheyenne,
gosh,
you got that one.
How did she know?
I know,
was
she nailed it.
When she was first elected.
She was mad that Lynae had heard of him. And also she was mad that Lynae
that she had
knew
heard
Kia,
of
because Lynae has to be separate, she has to be white, because she can't know any black people besides her. She doesn't like black people, she doesn't like white people, because white people are trying to take over the world.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
there was a lot of race.
Yeah.
It was an amazing session. It was
well,
really
it's interesting.
Yeah.
So, let's see. That was the last... I think you guys...
This was July. Like, clothing-wise.
Yeah,
like, they were talking about termination.
End.
Must have been,
right.
Like, June or July.
So, it was July of 2006.
Yeah,
six.
It was 30.
And Obama declared his campaign. He declared himself as a candidate... What was it? It was March of 2007, something like that?
I don't know. Yeah, he declared
that's
much more
pretty
recently
amazing.
Than that, but I think maybe he was in the Senate and people were buzzing about him and maybe
her grandmother
had been talking about it. Or
and she thought about Clinton as well, because she said,
so
I bet you prefer the white lady. She said, so
Hillary.
She must have heard something about the two.
How did she know these people were running already?
Yeah, that's
she's
amazing.
Like, and she was an 8-year-old.
And how does she know Barack would win?
Unbelievable.
I was like, oh my god. I was
like
this is fantastic.
Like, they always talk about it. Like,
they talk politics with them, so she sort of knew sort of who the up-and-comers were.
He said that Bush lied to the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably true. But,
and they agree.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting that she knew.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a fantastic session.
Yeah,
I
I'm using them.
I already wrote my paper, piece of it. If not, I would have wanted to use it. It was a beautiful session. It was like 62 minutes.
It was amazing, though.
Yeah.
It was really amazing. Lynae
had a 62-minute session.
No, I think it was the first five were not a session, though. Like,
it
was
like
just staring at the wall.
Yeah. Like, they weren't even in there.
Like, she turned it on, probably.
Oh,
but, like,
okay.
It was 62 all minutes.
Right. Okay.
Video.
All right.
Wow. I'm glad you enjoyed all 62 minutes of
it. It was amazing.
By the way, Dustin,
like,
how long was that video? I mean, how much space is that video?
I cut it into four pieces.
Wow. And each piece being how many?
I'm not sure. I remember that in order to be able to send, maybe I could have done it in three pieces, but every time you split it, it makes two pieces. So I couldn't figure out how to make it three parts. So I had to do it in four.
Right, okay.
But in trying to get this done quicker, I've been just putting the tape in and starting the DVD and then turning the TV off and just leaving my parents' house so that they can just go while I'm not there. And so I guess that's why I didn't cut off, because normally if I was there, I would have cut off that whole beginning. But I just been letting them go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I just fast forwarded, like, waiting
for you. Yeah, like when Cheyenne went to the bathroom during the session, I'm like, click, fast forward. There was a bathroom break for once. I'm like, yes, Stefan is not the only child who takes bathroom breaks.
No, aren't
I don't do this to children. But I had a client at the hospital who every session she needed to take a bathroom break in the middle too. I think I make these kids nervous or something.
No, look, therapy is a very stressful experience.
Yeah, and about the same age too. This girl was like six, so.
49. Child conveys or expresses mixed or conflicted feelings about the therapist. Like the verbalizations about the therapist are incongruent with the tone of behavior or general manner, or displays rapid shifts in sentiment. Like the child might say, I hate you, or you're stupid or dopey, but then offer affectionate gestures. So, what we've got here is Laura said 7, there is conflicted feelings, and Dustin said 3, there's not.
Mm. I based it on the aggression, and I guess because I didn't see it, it wasn't that there were aggressive feelings and loving feelings, but there were like aggressive feelings and, but only at certain times during the session, so I felt like, but she didn't really express positive feelings. It wasn't like so vacillating, but there were a few aggressive moments, but then most of it was neutral, so I sort of saw that as a mix, but this might have been one of them that I had to bump up. I mean, I don't feel so strongly about this one.
Yeah, I just felt like she kind of had the same kind of attitude towards the male the whole time, a kind of,
devaluing.
What's it called, you know, when you're, passive-aggressive. Yeah, it was like a passive-aggressive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can agree with you there, because I guess it wasn't, like, so mixed. I mean, I guess the tone of it was kind of aggressive in general, so... he already established that, then I can agree with that. Yeah, there wasn't really anything really super positive, except for, you know, that there was some, like, humor, and, you know, that the rapport was good, but she never said anything really, like, positive about Lene. But mm-hmm. there was good rapport, but with aggression there, too, so.
You could tell she still had some, what, grudge left over, or just, like, there were some sessions, oh, never mind, I forget. Not supposed to compare to the other sessions.
Uh-uh. So, 5 or 4?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think this is also like just an important thing to know, because a lot of the times there is sort of this aggression, but then good rapport or a little bit of humor.
Yeah.
Going on.
So there are examples when they are more
some
spread than that.
Maybe
that
like from what you're
more,
describing,
like
sort of rapport and then some like aggression to an extent, you can have 5 or 4 even if it's mixed.
If it's mixed, it would be characteristic.
I just didn't think that, but I was thinking that it's her being, showing that she, you know, the opposite of aggression, like, her being, like,
passive,
you're
submissive,
you're the best, or, you know, or showing some sort of positive attitude towards her, like, I love coming here,
or giving her a hug,
yeah, anything.
Right, like, there was no real, like, positive, you know.
It was kind of either aggression
or
being good and not being aggressive, but there was no, like, you know, there was no positive, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I can come down a little bit. Like, I think that, you know, there was, like, I mean, I think there was good rapport, but I think maybe to rate it that high, maybe I should be looking more for, like, really positive and really negative, and like shifts between. Like, it was more like it was kind of neutral, and it was, you know, good rapport, and she was in a good mood, but not really loving towards Lene or anything like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
54. Child is clear and organized in verbal expression.
Mm-hmm.
This should be a pretty easy one. Right.
Yeah.
I always put this high for Cheyenne. I always understand pretty much everything she says. I just always put this high. Whatever, as soon as I see this card, I'm always like, I'm good with that.
Is she easily understandable, relatively clear and fluent?
Yeah, but I thought she, like, digressed sometimes, like,
she gets her aggression across pretty clearly.
That's
with
true.
Her kiss the floor comments.
That's true. Let's see. I don't know. She was sort of... Sometimes I couldn't hear what she was saying. She was speaking very low.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, that's different. That's
clearly, yeah.
Just because you can't hear her doesn't mean that she's not clear and organized in her verbal expression.
Like, it doesn't seem like when they ever... can't understand.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good yardstick for this.
Okay.
If
so
the
if
therapist doesn't
like
get it, Right.
Yeah, because sometimes I can't hear what Cheyenne says, and the only way that I know what Cheyenne says is because Lynette clarifies it or rephrases it or something that I'm like, oh, that's what she was talking about.
Right.
Okay, so maybe I should look more like at Lynette at that one.
And I think it's also...
I wouldn't put it at an 8, though. I mean, it wasn't like the most, you know, notable thing about the session, I don't think. But I think, yeah, maybe I could be more like on the 6 side of neutral.
Was it one of the 13 most notable things about the session?
Well, I didn't think it was like that. If someone were going to say things about the session, that they would be like, Cheyenne was so clear and organized, but... well, in relation to the other things, I guess, maybe I was thinking that, that it was more characteristic than the other things, but I could go, I guess I could, you know, go down to 7.
Yeah, I could be on 6.
Alright.
And if there's not much going on in the session, it makes sense that you were like...
Made sense that you would bump like up and compare it up to the others.
Yeah. It was an easy one to bump up.
I don't know why I felt strongly about that one in 4. When I had to bump everything up, I should have bumped that one up.
Yeah, that would be a good
instead
one.
Of other things that I bumped up that I kind of regret.
I mean, I've seen a lot of Cheyenne videos in my day. I didn't see yours, but I've seen a lot of them, and she's very clear and organized.
Okay.
But one thing that I would kind of recommend is that the camera is not put behind her back. So that's why I don't understand what she's saying, because I don't see her mouth.
Yeah.
So I thought, why is she saying?
Right.
But it's just because, you know, anybody that you're not, you hear in the recording from the back.
We need to have a director to switch cameras every time.
A camera crew, you know?
Well, you know,
when
actually
Stefan
some...
Sometimes I would tilt the camera, because he'd just go over to the Legos, and then you can't see us at all. And so I would move
today, I have a new client who has actually a master's in counseling from Colombia, and she said that they had, because I asked, you know, if I could record, and she said, you know, whatever your mom used to do, and she said, we actually had this thing that was put in all the rooms. There was some sort of, like, Big Brother that was, like, installed on the ceiling.
Yeah.
And
you can do like split screen.
I mean, it's not invasive. It's like you just push the button, and I mean, of course,
they still ask for permission.
Of course, but it's like, you know, it's not like different than putting the camera in front of them.
Right.
Like they know it's happening, but they don't.
Yeah.
And it's the best probably view as far as.
Right.
I was pretty impressed with my little recorder.
I think it's like whether I think that the camera is annoying because it's a distraction for Cheyenne, or if I think it's kind of cool that it's like another prop in the room that she plays with. Like she puts on these plays in front of the camera.
I think Cheyenne.
And then she like interviews Lynette sometimes with the camera.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, well, I wish the camera wasn't there and they could get back to play. But then I'm like, well, that's kind of interesting, like to have, you know, kind of another kind of play available, which is sort of like camera play. And Cheyenne likes to be on display in some ways, so it kind of fits in with like a toy that she would choose. And Stefan never chose to look at the camera or play with the camera, so it's not the camera itself that's distracting, but Cheyenne's choice to to play with the camera.
Exactly.
I think it's what it goes with the other lessons. Like my other lesson was like when she even heard the board recording or video recording, she like popped out big eyes and said like, not happening.
Yeah.
And what's odd?
Yeah, it was my adolescent clients who didn't want me to record either.
At St. John's, they have like those crazy, those one-sided mirrors, and people sit and watch the sessions right there.
The one-way mirror.
I would feel like it's different when I know someone's videotaping my session, but I feel like if I knew people were like watching me, like a whole crowd of people in there, I would be like,
sometimes in training they put a bug in the in training therapist's ear, and like the supervisor can talk into their ear and say like, oh, okay, at this point I'd ask them about this or you know, follow that or something like that, and that would make me really nervous. But sometimes I do hear your voice in my head saying, take on a character, but you know, but to have you actually in my ear, I'd be very nervous.
The most likely you would have to be very independent. Like,
yeah,
you know, you would be like, Jeff, you there?
Hello? What am I asking about now?
Houston?
We have a problem.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta learn how to, like, have a rupture and then, like, do something about it in the session without
I think for maybe a beginning, a beginner therapist, it might be a good thing.
Like, in the beginning and then let go of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of the bug.
Picture people eating popcorn.
Crunch, crunch, crunch in your ear.
People going like, come on, oh no,
nice question, yeah,
he's crazy.
All right, so 62, therapist points out a recurrent theme in the child's experience or conduct. We visited this item before.
Last week. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Laura in 2 and Dustin in 6.
Oh, this was another one where I just felt like she could have. You know, with the aggression again, pretty much, and other things like the racial theme and the aggression theme. I thought maybe she could.
Doesn't sound like she. It sounded like she pointed out any theme.
I think I was misinterpreting the
interpretation. Like, very non-directive in the session.
She didn't really do much.
She took on a character, and that was interesting. And sometimes she'd ask questions that I could tell she was thinking that there was a recurrent theme, but she wasn't. Going so far as to point it out.
Yeah.
And I remember, too, when I was at that stage where I sort of could start to figure out what was going on, but I, like, was too scared to, like, say it outright in case the interpretation was wrong or, like, you know.
You might break the child.
Yeah, maybe that's the fear. I mean, that's the fear, like, to interpret aggression. You know?
I was just thinking about, again, the dreams thing. But that's not an interpretation.
No.
Yeah, she invited her to share dreams. She said, you know, if you ever have a dream, you know, that you want to talk about, you could talk about it in here. And Cheyenne said, okay, whatever, I don't want to talk about a dream. And Linnea's like, that's okay, I just, you know, want to put it out there. And, you know, so she, I mean, Linnea kind of stepped back. She sort of, I mean, I think like she was trying to do some repair here because they had some hard sessions.
Right.
But, I mean, the rapport stayed consistent, so it worked in that respect.
So 73. Whoops. Mm-hmm. Child expresses fears or displays phobic behavior. Dustin, not at all. Appears calm, brave, and at ease when experiencing something frightening or disconcerting. Laura said, neither here nor there, neutral.
That's a good idea.
So the extreme pile person needs to defend himself.
Well, at one point Renee started attacking her and she just didn't respond. No, you're right.
What? I'm like, what session were you watching?
No, you're right about that. I was just thinking that she was brave, but then I didn't realize that it says when something scary happens. I was just thinking,
I agree she was calm, but
yeah,
there wasn't nothing frightening happened in the session, so I saw it as kind of a non-issue.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Could it also be defensive, like the child is discussing something scary, and you know, when I was like, whoa, how was that? And she's like, oh, no, it was fine, it was easy. Like,
we would call that being counterphobic. Yeah.
So that would also be uncharacteristic then, if it was kind of like a defensive.
That'd be the
bravery?
Ultimate, yeah.
Okay.
Counterphobic.
Yeah, it doesn't deserve a one.
All right. So you go with a 5.
Yeah.
Or
I mean,
4.
Maybe 4, just because, like, when she confronts her with the things like the dream, she doesn't appear to. Like, that could be a kind of, maybe, I guess, yeah, 4 or 5.
All right. 78, last one. Child seeks therapist's approval, affection, or sympathy. Laura in 2, Dustin in 6. Well, you know, if this is a girl who's constantly denigrating the therapist, I don't see how she could then be turn around and ask for her approval or affection or sympathy. Mm-hmm. So, based on the previous items, I would guess that the 2 that Laura gave is more likely.
I also saw her as like testing the limits too. At the very end of the session, she got on a chair and wanted to leap from the chair onto another chair. And Linnea did try to set a limit, and, you know, well, she didn't really set a limit. She expressed kind of concern. She was sort of like, be careful,
mm-hmm.
I'm a little worried about you. And so I placed that item a little higher. And And Cheyenne's like, oh, I can do it. And she and Lanae's like, I don't know. And you know, but didn't set a firm limit at that mm-hmm. point. But and Cheyenne did it. But it was kind of like, you know, I don't know. She was kind of
so she wasn't seeking her approval. She was going to do it anyway.
Yeah. Sometimes I think when I read, like, the uncharacteristic blurb, and then think about, like, the opposite of that, that sometimes messes me up. So I think I was just thinking that when she was saying, you know, all the different things she said that were denigrating, or I thought were kind of unconscious, even though they were hostile, I didn't feel like she was purposely saying them to Renee. So, I guess I was thinking that she didn't intentionally do anything mean to her or like criticize her or anything. But,
Was she seeking her approval?
No, she really wasn't.
Because think about the way she rigged the game, too. She rigged each, they played the game twice, and she rigged each game so that she would win and they would lose all her pieces. I guess if it were characteristic, she would have said, like, oh, no, you go here, you know, like, you know, oh, I won't jump you that time, or, you know, like.
Or at least not cheat.
Or at least play the game fair.
Yeah.
It's so funny, in the second round, she's like, okay, now we're going to play the fairway. And they started playing at the fairway, so she knew she was playing the wrong way.
Right.
You know, earlier she'd said, no, this is the way you play, this is the way my mom taught me. And then she knew that there was a fairer way, but then she lost it. Then three moves in, she's like, okay, well, jump, 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 I got these pieces. Lanae's like, is this the fairway? And she said, yeah, this is the fairway now. And Lanae says, oh, okay. You know, so...
I have a question about an item.
Yeah.
The one that talks about imaginative play versus the one that talks about fantasies. Like, fantasies are discussed and the other one is like engages in imaginative play. In our session, like, she starts going off, like, I don't even know how this started. But, like, she starts going off of, like, how she was a rose before she was a child, and Lanae planted the seed of the rose, but her mom picked her as a rose, and so Lanae was a part of it too, and then Lanae interpreted that as like, maybe you wish that you were my child too, so you wouldn't have to leave me now, because they're about to like terminate therapy. And I was kind of in between there, because I was like, well, this is a fantasy, but I was like, but it's imaginative. I mean, I wasn't sure if that was...
It doesn't sound like play.
It's not play, right?
No.
Okay.
Sounds like a fantasy.
It's more like a fantasy.
Play is actually where you're physically doing something, manipulating symbols.
So like, I am the cat, you're the dog, and
right.
we play together.
Okay. Right.
I thought it was like Lanae did that distinguished between fantasy and reality. Like, Lanae went with it the whole time, it's like, okay, this is
a legend of war. And I rated very low that item distinguishing between fantasy and reality because she did not at all.
Right. Yeah.
And then the whole white people taking over the world, and like, even like, she didn't try to like say anything about, you know, this isn't really happening, Cheyenne, you know, like, white people aren't really taking over the world. But, like, I rated those words. So. It was a great, great session. I think Lanae did a good job.
Yeah.
The whole termination, it was, like, pleasure to watch. It was really, really nice.
Just in terms of the content, it was really interesting.
Now, they have the last session, or? It goes to session 30.
Third to last, yeah.
Okay.
And it was, like, I rated the item, like, meaningful to the child or conflict, a 9. Because I thought it was really, really meaningful. And, like, you can see that she was having insight. Oh, that's another important question. Like, in
Cheyenne
my opinion...
had insights?
Well, she didn't say anything. Like, you could see it. Like, it was, like, written in her face, you know, that she was, like, not talking. But a lot was going on inside of her. But she didn't say anything. So I, with the insight card, I put it in the middle. Because I was, like, I really
yeah,
think
you have
she
to
did.
Have the evidence.
So
why
if I don't
verbal?
Have the evidence... What?
Why?
She wasn't saying, I mean, when Liv was interpreting and talking about termination, maybe you want to be my child, and like, Kia and her, and
well,
I thought she was really there.
Also, but Lanae said, like, I know that, she said something to the effect, like, oh, it's easy, you know, like, I want a black therapist next.
Oh, yeah.
You're not good enough for me. I want a black therapist.
And then she said, I want a therapist with black hair. I was like, you got that one.
Yeah.
So you got the black one, but you got the one with black hair. You got two in a row.
Well, did she know she'd get a guy?
I want Barack Obama to be my therapist.
You would make a good therapist.
Yeah, I'm really interested in
you. You make a good anything.
So, are we done? Any other questions? I gotta run. So, I won't see you guys next week because we have Thanksgiving, but I'll see you in 2 weeks. So, whenever you can get me videos, either sooner or later.
I have a pretty free weekend this weekend, so if you don't mind.
That's what I mean. If you do them early, it gives them 2 weeks to do it.
I'm not going to do them over Thanksgiving weekend. I'm out of town.
Also, I contacted Celeste about the unpaid session, and I found out it was you four plus Sarah.
Okay.
It was not Giacomo. Giacomo didn't do it. I thought he did.
Oh, okay.
But I was wrong about that. So it was the five of you, and she said she would pay. She just forgot. Now, if you don't get paid in the next couple of weeks, let me know, and before Christmas, I will pay you guys, and then she'll owe me.
Christmas bonus.
Yes.
Christmas bonus.
Because I think that's just ridiculous. You guys did the work. You need to be paid for it. I promised you, so you will get paid.
I haven't gotten the official answer back from Camilo. He had said yes verbally to me.
Who?
Camilo, about my paying. You reminded me of my fellowship.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He said yes verbally to me. He said, just send me the email for the official. You know, we don't an official.
Right.
But I think he's out of town. He hasn't gotten back to me in a week, so.
Yeah, I haven't seen him around.
So I guess that's why. But he had already said it's fine. I mean, I assume he wouldn't change his mind, but.
No,
yeah,
I don't think so.
Although
there are like
lots of I wrote in the email the other paragraph about why, and it made a lot of sense.
This girl is African American.
It made a lot of sense. My paragraph was like perfectly making sense. I wasn't like forcing anything, I would assume.
Yeah, I think it'd be fine.
Use my laptop
when
you bring
it. Okay. Well, yeah. If I find something good, I might use this. I think I'm gonna set an option.